A prince of classical music, cellist Yo-Yo Ma is waiting in the wings at Heinz Hall to play Tchaikovsky. You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. But first, we'll hear two excerpts from Tchaikovsky's ballet, The Sleeping Beauty, The Panorama, and Waltz. After composing four symphonies, Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky was the most famous composer in Russia. Though Swan Lake had elevated ballet music to the level of the great symphonies, it wasn't the success he hoped for. He refused many suggestions for fairy tale ballets until a proposal for a ballet based on the story of Sleeping Beauty. Since he lacked familiarity with the conventions of classical ballet, Tchaikovsky insisted that the choreographer, Marius Petipa, wrote a detailed plan of the story, action, and the musical character each section requires. The Sleeping Beauty was an instant hit, resulting in a commission to compose The Nutcracker. Here is Manfred Honeck to conduct the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra in music from Tchaikovsky's ballet Sleeping Beauty.
Thank you.
Two sections from Tchaikovsky's ballet, The Sleeping Beauty, Manfred Honeck conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony in the Panorama and Waltz. More Tchaikovsky is coming in a moment as superstar cellist Yo-Yo Ma performs the variations on a Rococo theme. Yo-Yo Ma last appeared with Manfred Honeck in the Pittsburgh Symphony in December of 2011 in a performance of Dvorak's cello concerto. A year earlier, he gave a solo recital presented by the Pittsburgh Symphony, and the year before that, he opened at the gala with Sir Andrew Davis conducting. Tchaikovsky said that his favorite composer was Mozart, who he once referred to as the musical Christ. Musical homages to Mozart include Tchaikovsky's Serenade for Strings, his orchestral suite No. 4, subtitled Mozartiana, and the variations on a Rococo theme. It's hard to think of Tchaikovsky as a maverick in creating such pleasant music as the Rococo variations, but keep in mind that by 1876, Romantic composers had mostly abandoned the cello as a concerto instrument. Only Schumann and Saint-Saëns had made a credible effort. Schumann's fully romanticized concerto has its problems, so Tchaikovsky followed Saint-Saëns in a neoclassical direction. Never mind that neoclassical music wouldn't become a recognized movement for another 3 or 4 decades. Here is Manfred Honeck to conduct the Pittsburgh Symphony with cello soloist Yo-Yo Ma, the Rococo Variations by Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky.
Thank you.
Cellist Yo-Yo Ma with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, led by music director Manfred Honeck. You heard Tchaikovsky's Variations on a Rococo Theme. A great musician and humanitarian, Yo-Yo Ma maintains a balance between his engagements as soloist with orchestras around the world, his recital and chamber music activities, and his work with the Silk Road Project, for which he serves as artistic director. Yo-Yo Ma draws inspiration from a wide circle of collaborators, each fueled by the artist's interactions. Mr. Ma is also widely recognized for his strong commitment to educational programs that bring the world into the classroom and the classroom into the world. While touring, he makes time whenever possible to conduct masterclasses as well as more informal programs for students, musicians and non-musicians alike. He's also reached young audiences through appearances on Arthur, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and Sesame Street. Yo-Yo Ma is one of the best-selling recording artists in the classical field. His recent albums have all quickly entered the Billboard Classical Bestseller chart, remaining in the top 15 for extended periods, often with as many as four titles simultaneously on the list. In 2009, Sony Classical released a box set of over 90 albums to commemorate Mr. Ma's 30 years as a Sony recording artist. Yo-Yo Ma is picking up a microphone. He wants to respond to the audience clearly in the spirits of this once-upon-a-time theme for a gala evening.
I just want to tell you how unbelievably thrilled I am to make music with one of the most wonderful, wonderful orchestras in the world and one of the greatest conductors in the world. What a beautiful city you have. The art crawl, the rubber duck that's coming. It's amazing. And you have good sports too. But one of the thrills about being a musician is that you never stop learning. And so tonight, as an encore, we'd like to play something for you that the orchestra knows very well, having just come back from an extraordinary tour. But I don't know that piece, but I have a good friend, and one of the best things about having friends is that they can kind of bring you along. And Hampton Mallory over there is going to help me along, and we're going to play for you a very special piece of music.
Yo-Yo Ma has joined the cellos of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. He is sitting next to Hampton Mallory for one more bit of music.
Thank you.
An encore from the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. After Yo-Yo Ma played the Tchaikovsky Rococo Variations, he joined the orchestra's cellos for music by Franz Schubert, arranged by Max Reger, and further arranged by Manfred Honeck. The Litany auf das Fest aller Seelen, Deutschlisting 343. The Litany for the Feast of All Souls, may they rest in peace. This music was a favorite encore on the European tour the Pittsburgh Symphony completed in October of 2013. Schubert wrote the song, Max Reger arranged it for orchestra and soloist, and Manfred Honeck arranged it for orchestra alone. After playing the Rococo Variations by Tchaikovsky, Yo-Yo Ma joined stand partner Pittsburgh Symphony cellist Hampton Mallory in the cello section. During this season of Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, we'll pay tribute to former music director Lauren Mazel, who died on Sunday, July 13, 2014, at his home in Virginia. Lauren Mazel's father, Lincoln, had lived to age 106, and his mother, Marie, had died at age 99. So Lauren Mazel's death was a surprise to Pittsburghers. He had spoken to the audience at his Castleton Festival just a few days earlier, but complications from pneumonia resulted in the end of his long career of music making. Lauren Mazel had first conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony as a teenager in a concert that he shared with his viola teacher, the Pittsburgh Symphony Associate Conductor Vladimir Bakalinnikov. Vladimir Horowitz was the soloist playing Rachmaninoff at that concert. Yo-Yo Ma was a favorite guest of Lauren Mazel's while music director in Pittsburgh. They recorded together on several occasions with a number of orchestras. In keeping with our Once Upon a Time theme of this concert, here is Richard Strauss' Don Quixote, with the story told by Lauren Mazel, conducting principal violist Randolph Kelly and cellist Yo-Yo Ma. It was October 19, 1995. Lauren Mazel conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. It was music by Richard Strauss, Don Quixote, with principal violist Randolph Kelly and cellist Yo-Yo Ma as soloists. Lauren Mazel left us on July 13, 2014. He had served as music consultant for the Pittsburgh Symphony beginning in 1984. In 1988, he became music director. He was music director of the Pittsburgh Symphony until 1996. This Once Upon a Time musical fantasy concert began with Dvorak's Carnival Overture. We had Engelbert Humperdinck's Dream Pantomime from Hansel und Gretel, Prokofiev's Cinderella Ballet music, Tchaikovsky's Sleeping Beauty Waltz. Yo-Yo Ma played the Rococo Variations by Tchaikovsky, and he joined the orchestra for an encore of Schubert's The Litany for All Souls, arranged by Max Reger and Manfred Honeck. I'm Jim Cunningham. I'm going to follow my breadcrumbs back home. Thanks for joining me here in this enchanted garden. I hope you'll return next week, same time and place, for a concert by the Pittsburgh Symphony. In the meantime, write for your free souvenir, the Pittsburgh Symphony Program Reading Light, and the Radio Guide. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. Be sure to include your address. Let me know what station you're listening to. The address again, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. Visit our website at psoradio.org to send email or email directly, pso@wqed.org. And while you're at the website, don't forget the Pittsburgh Symphony is on 24 hours a day on the Pittsburgh Concert Channel. Listen on demand. Our Heinz Hall recording and production engineer is Harold Chambers. Script writing by Stephen Baum. Coordinating producer and digital production engineer, Brian Savar. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is a production of WQED Multimedia from Public Radio International.
PRI, Public Radio International.